Acer OS Reviews. You're watching our video first look at the Insignia Wi-Fi Windows 8-inch tablet. This is a Windows 8.1-inch tablet with a 8-inch screen, and it only retails for about $100 MSRP with free shipping. Now, Insignia is basically the brand name that's created by Best Buy, so you can find it only at Best Buy as an exclusive product. But under $100, it's one of the least expensive Windows tablets currently on the market with a 8-inch display. In terms of specs, it's pretty generic as far as the under $100 category running on Windows. We have a Intel Bay Trail processor, which is the next generation version of Intel Atom, and it's a quad-core chipset that's pretty speedy in general performance in playing back apps and movies. We also have 16GB of built-in flash storage, but you also have a micro SD card that's included in the box, which provides 16GB more. So we have 32GB of storage that comes included. There's also Bluetooth 4.0. There's, again, Windows 8.1. Front and rear facing cameras for selfies, video chatting applications, and taking images. There's Wi-Fi. There's no 3G or any other type of data connectivity on the product. Otherwise, again, very, very inexpensive. Now, the reason why this tablet is only under $100 is actually because, you know, Microsoft is no longer charging manufacturers a fee to provide Windows OS on tablets and devices with 8-inch screens and smaller. So this is actually free for the manufacturer in terms of the operating system, and hence we don't have a $300 price tag, and instead it's only $100. And it can now compete with the likes of Android devices. It also includes 1-year trial of Microsoft Office 365, so that's a $70 value on itself. So a very, very good cost and a good, very, very good value as far as tablets are considered. Packaging-wise, it's clean, but it's not that impressive. There's a 1-year warranty on here. We've definitely seen better. I think that HP's Stream 7-inch tablet with the same price tag, but a smaller screen, same specs, is a bit better in terms of packaging, but this one isn't that bad either. You can see we have the Bay Trail processor, quad-core. This is an IPS display, so very good viewing angles. 1280 by 800, capacitive multi-touch enabled. 1GB of RAM is a bit small. We'll have to see how that fares in our labs. There's 2GB of front-facing and 2GB rear-facing. It's fixed focus, so there is no autofocus. There is an accelerometer. There is a Windows Media Player. 4,000 mAh battery seems a bit small. We'll have to see how that stacks up. There is a micro SD card slot. There is micro HDMI port and a micro USB port. So it can be expanded to a full-size USB port, but it's not directly included. There is, in the box, a USB cable, quick start guide, power adapter, and instructions. So, taking a look at what's inside here for the first time, there is a quick contents packaging, quick first look. It's actually printed in full color, tells you when to charge the device, which is pretty impressive, and tells you the gesture controls and how to get set up with Windows 8.1. We'll have to see if, when Windows 10 comes out, whether this device can still be upgraded to that. And also here we have access to a full instruction manual by Insignia. It's printed in black and white monochrome, but it's more in-depth as far as features. And finally, we have the tablet itself. We'll take a closer look at this in a moment. Inside the packaging, we basically have the charger and the AC adapter, and that's it. The charger is basically just a micro USB adapter, so it works with any phone or tablet you currently have. Very simple connection, pretty nice, pretty long cord in terms of length. And finally, the AC adapter, very simple, very elegant, it's easy to take around with you and feels pretty solidly constructed in the hand. Taking a look at the tablet itself now, the first thing that I realized when I was holding this tablet was the fact that it actually features some pretty premium materials. The back of the product is crafted entirely out of an aluminum finish, so it actually feels quite hefty in the hand. In fact, compared to other tablets on the market, this one is certainly not plasticky. Instead, it's crafted either entirely out of aluminum metal or out of the glass that dominates the front of the device. And as such, it feels like something that's a lot more expensive than it really is. The Windows key on the bottom here is capacitive and touch sensitive, so pressing on it will take you to the Windows Metro UI and back home, and vice versa. The slimness of the device is also very, very slim. Unlike traditional Windows tablets in the past, with Bay Trail, we no longer have the need for any running fans or any ventilation holes, and so the machine runs very, very quiet. There is no need for external fans. It also remains fairly cool in the hand, so it's a huge improvement in terms of the processor department by Intel. The top device features all the ports, including the power on and off switch, the micro USB for charging, the micro HDMI, the micro SD card, and the 3.5mm headphone jack, and it still remains quite attractive. The top device features the 2-megapixel front-facing camera and proximity sensor/LED indicators. The right-hand side of the device features the simple volume rocker that's tactile and easy to press, in addition to an orientation lock key for disabling or turning the accelerometer on and off. And the back is pretty much bare. It takes some notes, I think, from the iPad mini, perhaps in terms of the design. It certainly is very elegant. There's the camera grill on the back, some basic information, and there's also stereo speakers on the back, crafted and machine drilled in this aluminum case. So the attention to detail is surprisingly strong on this tablet for the price tag. Again, for 1,000 milliamp hour, slightly makes me feel a bit nervous. I'm not sure how to kind of feel about a device with such a small kind of battery, but we'll have to see how long it lasts. In terms of the manufacturer, it states that it should last about 3 hours before we have to recharge it. So it's only adequate for a tablet of this kind of caliber, but we'll have to take a closer look later on. It looks like there's actually power when we first turn it on, and we are greeted to the colorful Metro UI, and we can swap back to the full Windows version, just because this is running on a full version of Windows and not just a light version of the platform like on the first generation Microsoft Surface. So pretty impressive. Just on a brief first look, it seems to be pretty snappy and responsive, which we are excited about, and we'll take a closer look at this and come out with a full review. Thanks for watching this video first look slash unboxing video of the Insignia Wi-Fi 8-inch tablet here at OS Reviews. Please check out our full review on our website.